Let's see how the new computer does. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Mr. Computer, Mr. Science this morning, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. And thank you, Marshall, again, publicly for helping me out yesterday afternoon after the IT people left. Marshall and I were listening to the recordings to make sure that was okay. And Mike Marin came to the rescue, and he was able to restore our Google Drive. So that was good. It took him like 3 minutes.
I told you that would happen. It was there. You just had to find the link to it. That's all.
Yeah. So I wasn't here to watch him to see what he had done, but all I know it's there, and that's all I care about. He's having a slight problem with Word. Yeah. Because it says activate here.
Yeah.
And gives you a deadline. And he had told me that he was going in, the IT gentleman told me he was coming in last night to activate it, you know, with the key code and all of that. But yeah, apparently he did not. So, but we're getting by this morning, and we have to get by one more day of this disgusting sticky weather. We're in the low 90s. Showers and a thunderstorm will begin to erupt this afternoon. Any of these storms could have strong gusty winds, so be on the alert for that. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight, dropping into the middle 60s, and any early showers tomorrow will end. It won't be nearly as hot or humid. It should turn partly sunny, partly cloudy in the afternoon. The high tomorrow, 75 to 80. Saturday, partly cloudy, mid-70s, and some sun on Sunday, mid-70s. No rain over the weekend. We stay in the 70s. We'll probably have rain return on Monday. So that's the story there. Gordon is, you know, just a swath of moisture over the lower Mississippi Valley. And good old Florence, still a formidable hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour wind. She's sitting a little sheer out there in the Atlantic. But she will probably get through that and then re-intensify. Because at one point yesterday, she was at 130 miles an hour. The models seem to think right now it's going to pass south of Bermuda. If that's the case, then the East Coast has to watch. The one thing that seems to be inevitable if Florence goes south of Bermuda is that rip currents and high surf will be up and down along the East Coast.
So that means we'll have the idiots right out with their surfboards again.
Yeah, but you have to be careful because caused by this hurricane, they can be very dangerous. So that's one thing we have to watch. And the other thing we have to watch is whether or not it will hit the East Coast. Right now, you know, it could do a number of things. It could move more westward and go into the Carolinas. It could turn northwest, north, and then northeast and skim the Outer Banks of Cape Cod. So a number of things that could happen there, and we'll just have to wait and see because it is at least a week away behind Florence. We had Gordon. Another formidable tropical system has formed, and I'm guaranteeing you that it will be named Helene before the day is out.
All right. Now, I'm looking at my brother's daughter is getting married on the 29th of September. That's a Saturday.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't want any hurricanes coming up the East Coast on that day.
And what is my long
range?
September
the 29th.
I'm looking at my map.
It's a Saturday.
Well, the 28th or the 30th, I have rain up and down the East Coast with an approaching cold front.
There we go.
I don't have a hurricane, but I have rain.
So I got to drive all the way to New Jersey by the Pennsylvania border. And the service is until 5:30, so I can't stay for the reception. So I'll get there for the service, leave at 6:30. You know, it's 3 hours there and 3 hours back.
Oh, my goodness.
So
you're going to be 6 hours in the car for an hour of service?
It's my brother's daughter. She's a great gal.
FaceTime.
No, I can't do that.
That's it. FaceTime, wave.
Hey, it's bad enough I just send out gift cards for
Christmas. Now you're not going to show up for the
That's
wedding.
That's right. I have to show up for the wedding. Like I said, I can't. I'm not going to stay because, you know, it's driving back. It's just too much at that hour of the night. So yeah, I'll drive about 2 hours and 45 minutes down, 2 hours and 45 minutes back, and 1 hour for the service.
All I could say is God bless you, because if that were me, I would not be liking it at all.
All right, now,
not at all.
You should know now, this weekend, they're opening up the second section of the Tappan Zee Mario Cuomo Bridge. So both those, you'll have four lanes of traffic going each way. And then in about a month, you'll have a special bus lane that'll be added in both directions. And they're going to have a pedestrian and bike walkway as well. I don't know if I would bike across that part of the, you know, the.
Well, I can say it's great, because that's the only traffic that I hit. When I'm coming back on 287 from New Jersey,
yeah,
that begins to back up, because the Tappan Zee, I get off before the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, well,
I get off at Palisades.
Yeah, it won't back up once the four lanes are open.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. You'll be home free. Home free.
Yeah, I'm not, again. We have an outdoor shoot at a marina on Monday, so I'm kind of worried about when the rain's going to get there. As long as the rain holds off until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm golden, because I just don't want to have to reschedule this. You know, we spoke to the owner. She's letting us use her tour boat and the whole bit, so I got all of that arranged.
Are you taking the tour boat out in the water, or are you just going to film on the dock?
We're going to film on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah, on the boat. Yep. Okay. So... and we're all over the place this weekend. I know the weather's not going to be bright and sunny by me. It's going to probably be cloudy Saturday and Sunday. We have to shoot at a car lot. We have to shoot at a deli. We have to shoot at a beach, at a nearby lake. We're all over the place.
Speaking about car lot.
Right.
We wanted to get a sport utility vehicle for the station, okay?
Right.
For various things that we do. So I go into one of our underwriters, our good friends over at Northeast Ford in Millerton. And I see Bruce, who I've known for years and I bought many cars from. And I told him what I'm looking for. And I said, I didn't want to be new because new ones are $40,000. So he takes me into the lot, and there is a beautiful 2012 Ford Explorer fully loaded. The original price on this car back in 2012 was $44,000.
Okay.
Now, it's only got 60,000 miles on it, which is about 10,000 miles a year. So it's obvious it was used as a livery vehicle for a hotel or something like that. So I got it. Extended warranty. For the best warranty you could have.
Okay.
Added to it. For 19, I think it was 19.3 altogether.
And that is fabulous.
It's unbelievable. And there's nothing like being able to shop local and do that. And Lam, who is the owner, co-owner, sat down with him. But it all happened within 45 minutes. And the vehicle's going to be ready today. Isn't that something?
Let me guess. The color is silver.
No.
Oh.
It's a real nice metal flake blue, and it's got a green leather interior, a dark green leather interior.
Wow.
But it's huge inside. You know, we just needed things to carry things around and stuff like that. We just went crazy. So.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it nice where you can go to a local business and. And there you go. And it, like I said, the whole deal took under an hour.
That is so great. Huh. And congratulations. Best of luck with that.
Yeah.
Best of luck with that, Marshall. Yeah, you were telling me a little bit about it yesterday when we were chatting, working on the computer. So that is great. Best of luck. My lease on my SUV is not up until next year, but I just love the Highlander, the Toyota Highlander. I love it. And my only question is, what color will I get? Right now I have black. And black's hard to keep clean, I have to tell you.
I'll tell you what, get white.
That was my first Highlander. It was, I forgot what they call it, Blanco White or something like that. It was really, really pretty. Then my second was silver, and this one is black. You know, I know a lot of people don't like it, but I love, if they make the right shade of it, I will get it. I love a burgundy, a dark burgundy.
You're right. They got to make the right shade, but if not white, because it doesn't get the car does not get
Doesn't
as hot.
cut. Oh, right. And it doesn't look as dirty,
No,
correct.
it doesn't look, and it just looks sharper in white. I don't know. So.
Especially, Marshall, if this winter is snowy and I have a white car, you'll never know it.
You could be incognito.
Incognito. I
Incognito
finished
Pagano.
the winter forecast through January. Had the opportunity to do that yesterday while they were here working on the computers. So I'm through January, but I still have 2 months to go. So
I bet you it's got snow in it.
I bet you it does, and I
Okay.
bet you it's got cold in
I bet you it does. All
it.
right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you again, Marshall.
All right.
All right.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.